Afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. It's even a beautiful day following the Saints losing on Monday Night Football. And, you know, we talked about this last hour, and it's just discouraging when the Saints continue to not live up to their expectations. They could have done a better job. There were, again, penalties. In fact, I'm noticing something, you know, and it happened last night. I think Rashid Shaheed did it. You know, one of the things that I learned, you know, playing football when I was just first, you know, playing football in, you know, seventh, eighth, ninth grade, you know, you cannot, if you're in motion, you cannot move toward the line of scrimmage until the ball snapped. And it happened in a college game over the weekend, I think, and then it happened in the Saints game. And that's just sloppiness. That's just not paying attention. And then again, the thing that just bothers me most, that stands out most in my mind about the game last night, is Derek Carr, a seasoned quarterback, just throwing the ball up, throwing it up for grabs. Well, I guess he thought he was throwing it out of bounds. And guess what? It almost went out of bounds. But it was in bounds enough for one of the Chiefs to intercept it. And you can't do that. And I think that was a real turning point in that game. Now, Derek Carr came back and was efficient in a few other cases. And, you know, when I talk about the calmness of Dennis Allen and Derek Carr after a loss, I'm just sharing this as a Saints fan. And I know many of you feel the same thing. We feel like the calmness is almost a way of suggesting that it's okay. It's all okay. Well, of course it's okay. I mean, this is not a life or death situation. It's sports. But in the context of sports, it's important to the sports fans that support the team, because it's the fans that give the owners the money to pay the players. So the players and the management and the owner of the team, all of that is based on what the fans give them. It's all based on fan support. Now, they get, you know, some TV money, but basically, teams are supported by fans. And so what fans say is important. It doesn't mean that fans are always right. But there just seems to be a complacency when it comes to just blatant things. And then, you know, after the first loss of the season, Dennis Allen kind of got a little fiery. And what did he do? He apologized. And he told the team owners, the team management, oh, don't take everything I say seriously. Get mad, Dennis. It's okay. It's okay to show that passion. I mean, I don't want somebody to get mad to where it becomes a distraction, but I want somebody to get mad because it might be a step toward resolution. It might be, it might show some aspect of determination and resolve. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, Tampa Bay is going to be in town starting today because of the storm there, Hurricane Milton. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But, you know, the Saints at 2-3 really have their work cut out for them. Now, when you looked at the Saints schedule in the beginning of the season, the Cowboys and the Chiefs, those are two games that you could have predicted the Saints might have lost. And I'm sure this has been pointed out. You know, the Cowboys are a tough team on the road. The Chiefs are a tough team on the road. So you could have thought, well, the Saints could have lost either one of those games and still be in good shape for the season. That's not going to determine whether or not they're going to have a great season. But, okay, the Saints went to Dallas to beat the Cowboys, but it's the way they lost. It's just it's the mistakes and just the lack of determination to get it right and to not just throw the ball up in the air for grabs, because you can't do that. I mean, history is littered with quarterbacks who have done that, and it turned out to be a big, big, big mistake. And then we'll see who's going to start at quarterback this week if Derek Carr can make it. I think he's doing an MRI today on his oblique muscle, which that's the muscle on the side. You know, I think it's basically related to love handles. Isn't that the oblique muscle on the side there? I think it is. Anyway, if you've got love handles, I think you've got big obliques. We'll just put it that way. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. So let's talk for a minute about Hurricane Milton. You know, you and I, as I said yesterday, we can't help but relate to what's going on there. We can't help but relate to what it would be like, because Louisiana, remember a couple of years ago, Louisiana was hit by a couple of storms consecutively back to back. Well, that's what's happening in Florida. Some of the areas hit by Helene are being hit by Milton. And so the litter is there, the debris is there, all the stuff is there. This could be flying around in the air. It can also clog up drains. So, you know, Florida is in a really tough situation. Here's something interesting to note about this. This is being covered around the country, and it's being covered by the national news networks. CNN has really been on top of this a lot. And one of the things that CNN has always done, and this is one of the things that got CNN attention in their very early years, is covering breaking news. And this is breaking news. But with the exception of creating a desire to give money, this is a storm that is local to Florida. It doesn't really directly affect us. It doesn't directly affect most of the country. So why is there so much attention being paid to this? And I go back and talk about how news is entertainment. And it's all about the story. It's all about the human emotion. It's about conflict. The stories that get attention are about conflict, about sex, about death, destruction, human life, all of those things. And hurricanes fit into that category. So people are compelled to watch this because it involves humans and it's a human drama. But this is not news that really affects the great majority of this country. But we as people are interested in it, therefore the news gives it to us. So it goes well beyond Florida and the areas that are just immediately impacted by this because, again, we are given the news media believes we want to see. And this is a great example of that. Now, I got an email from Janice, one of our regular listeners and regular callers, and the headline was something about geophysics or something about I think the government maybe directing hurricanes or something like that. And I think it's pretty obvious, if you don't know this, I think it's pretty obvious that the Biden administration is directing these storms to hit Florida because Donald Trump lives there. I mean, there's this big room in Washington, D.C. It's in an undisclosed location. We don't know exactly where it is, but there's this big room and they've got all these controls in there and they control the weather. And so when there's a storm in the north, in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, well, actually, it would be the Bay of Campeche. They see a storm down there. It's rare, but they can direct that storm to go from west to east, which, again, is rare. But the government's controlling this. They've got a big, giant joystick, and they're just directing this storm right to Florida. And they want to continue to test Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, I think Ron DeSantis is doing a very good job. And I think he's done a good job when it comes to this. I think he did a bad job when it came to COVID, but I think Ron DeSantis is doing a good job when it comes to the hurricanes that have hit. But, I mean, this is obviously the Biden administration directing these storms to Florida. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So Donald Trump can't stop lying about the response to Hurricane Helene, and it's causing problems for FEMA.
FEMA's administrator continues to push back against false claims about the agency's response to Hurricane Helene. At a campaign stop recently in Michigan, former President Donald Trump said Vice President Kamala Harris spent all her FEMA money to house illegal migrants,
including $1 billion for gift cards for illegal aliens and putting them up in luxury hotels.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
"The fact is, no money is being diverted from response needs."
FEMA's Deanne Criswell says this kind of talk is demoralizing and it's setting off more disinformation.
"I've heard rumors that if you take our $750 and don't pay it back, we're going to take your home. Absolutely false."
FEMA has dedicated part of its website to providing accurate information to questions and addressing rumors on its response to Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
Well, it's not just FEMA. The White House has had enough, too.
While yet another major hurricane poses a threat to Florida, the rhetoric on the presidential campaign trail is heating up about the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Former President Donald Trump has made a series of false claims, including saying incorrectly that the federal government is intentionally withholding aid to Republican disaster victims. Trump knocked the administration during a Miami event commemorating the October 7th attacks.
The response has been very weak, unbelievably weak. Nobody's ever seen such a weak response, so we have to get a strong response.
Earlier, the vice president said Trump is deliberately spreading falsehoods for political gain.
It's extraordinarily irresponsible. It's about him. It's not about you.
Helene has killed more than 220 people in six states, and Hurricane Milton is on a path toward Florida's Gulf Coast. I'm Norman Hall.
So amid all the lies and misinformation campaigns, Hurricane Milton is barreling down toward Florida.
Hurricane Milton has been downgraded to a Category 4 storm after becoming a Category 5 on Monday. But forecasters warn that the storm still poses an extremely dangerous threat to Florida. On Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris urged residents to heed the warnings.
I know a lot of folks out there have survived these hurricanes before. This one is going to be very, very serious. And I urge you to please just grab whatever you need. Listen to the orders you're getting from your local officials. They know what they're telling you, and they know what Milton is about to be.
Almost all of Florida's west coast is under a hurricane warning. Milton could come ashore on Wednesday in the Tampa Bay region, which has not experienced a direct hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Scientists do expect Milton to weaken slightly before landfall. I'm Donna Water.
So let's try to get an explanation for this. And as I've said many times, if you're voting for Trump, then vote for Trump. You're an American. You have a right to do that. But what I don't understand is the justification Americans have for the lies, the blatant, outright lies. So if any of you have a good explanation, now don't sidetrack and don't say, yeah, well, Biden does this or Harris does this. No, I don't want to play the game, you know, whataboutism. I don't want to get into that. So if you have a specific understanding of why these blatant lies are accepted, I'd love to hear from you. Whether you call into the show or send us a text, I would love to hear the explanation for why the lies are accepted. Because it's sickening to watch Trump as a presidential candidate, and I would say this of any presidential candidate, make total false claims. Like these claims about FEMA, none of this is true. And he doesn't have any information to back it up and would not give any information to back it up. Now, this is not fear-mongering. This is not hate-mongering. I'm not saying anything hateful about Donald Trump. I'm simply asking, why is Donald Trump blatantly lying? And why are people prone to accept the lies? Now, again, no sidetracking. I want you to be specific about responding to that. Does anybody have an answer to that? I think it's because people just want to support the candidate blindly, and they don't care about the truth. They only care about what the candidate says, and whatever the candidate says, they will support that. And there are people on the left that will do that with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. But nothing is as blatant as these lies, and it's one after another. You know, it was the pets, the Haitians eating the pets in Springfield, Ohio, and now it's FEMA doesn't have any money, and the government is withholding money from Republicans. I mean, that's not happening. And FEMA is, again, is giving money to illegal immigrants. That's a great story, but it's not true. It's a great story to rally people, but it's not true. So why do people believe that? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And if you've never called the show before, if you've never called a show before, I hope this will be the first show you call. You can be a first-time caller. And it's just, you know, it's just a way to express your opinion. And I would encourage you to, if you have an opinion, if you have thoughts on this, don't feel like you need to be a veteran talk show caller. Man, you can, this is the first time you call a show, that's okay. So we'd love to hear from you. All right, right now, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, Scoot, stop listening to mainstream media and actually go look up credible sources on the money given to illegals through FEMA. Such a shame. It's not false.
Well, It is false. It doesn't mean that there are not situations where FEMA may have given funds to illegals, but they're not transferring money from hurricane relief to give to illegals. So, and again, I question you, what are your sources? Because a lot of people live in an echo chamber where all they do is hear what they are saying themselves. They're hearing what the candidate says. It's just it's a big echo chamber, and they're not reaching out beyond that. So, you know, what are those sources that say that it is happening?
Yeah, if your source is, you know, UnclePatriot.biz or something, or it's a Twitter account with a guy in sunglasses sitting in the cab of his truck with an American flag avatar, you know, maybe that person is repeating the truth, but I wouldn't just put all my eggs in that basket, you know, especially when all the other institutions that have, you know, journalists working at them who have, you know, access to the people in the government that actually know these things. If they're all saying one thing, but UnclePatriot.biz is saying another thing, I'm not going to go with Uncle Patriot. Just saying.
Well, and also, you know, let's remember that a lot of these bogus sites could be run by Russians.
Absolutely.
Because they're trying to create division. So they're trying to give you information through these websites and through these social media sites. They're trying to give Americans information that gets them angry, that gives them information to battle the other side. But the information's not true. It's not even coming from Americans.
To this texter, I don't know. All they wrote is what I've already read, so I can't guess. But they say, actually, go look credible sources on the money given to illegals through FEMA. Like, if you don't understand that FEMA has a responsibility to spend certain dollars for migrants and then a certain responsibility to spend other dollars for disaster relief, and you think that those are the exact same thing, so you're calling Scoot a liar. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's a conspiracy theory. Everything's a conspiracy theory if you're an idiot. Not calling you an idiot, Texter, but just as a general rule, you know, people like that without critical thinking skills, you know, just see conspiracies everywhere. Here's a text that says, I appreciate your humor. The story about the government steering hurricanes goes back to 1961 under the Air Force Project Colossus, where large amounts of dry ice were dropped into the eye walls of hurricanes, hoping it would create so much water vapor that it becomes rain, that the eye wall would collapse and weaken it. And then steering the system wasn't in the project, but those rumors were spread in Mexico to the point where their government asked the United States government to stop the project, and they did stop it. Go figure.
What do you mean humor? You mean there's not a secret, undisclosed location where there's a room with a big joystick and the government is controlling these storms?
That's my favorite part. It's not even like, you know, some sort of sophisticated it's just like a joystick, like you'd play at an arcade or something.
Or it's, you know, it's the Jews with the lasers in outer space starting forest fires.
Oy vey. Here's a text that says, in regard to Janice, this is the major problem with social media. I hate to categorize, but older people cannot tell the difference between nonsense and something real on social media. It's insane, and it literally is causing our nation to fall apart. And it goes both ways, red and blue.
Yeah, it's true. And it's a shame that sometimes people get older, and it doesn't mean you have to be old, but you just get older, and people, without admitting it, they become very insecure, and they become scared, and they're afraid of change, and they're curious, they're suspicious of everybody, and they believe in conspiracy theories because it gives them something to believe in. It's an explanation for something they can't control. And I mean, we could have psychiatrists talk about this, but it's obvious that people sometimes reach a point in life where they just become afraid, and they just want to cling to everything that they know is true right here and now. And they pick certain people to believe, and they believe anything and everything those people say, even though it's not true. All right, again, if anybody has an explanation, I'm open to it. Why do you think people are so prone to believe what we know are blatant lies? And does Donald Trump, when he continues to promote these lies, does he think you're stupid? If we know it's not true, and if the word is out there that it's not true, and he continues to lie, isn't he saying that the people who believe him are dumb? They're dumb enough to believe it anyway? If you've got a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, coming up, we're going to also share some thoughts about Saturday Night Live. There are people who believe that Saturday Night Live is so biased that they beat up on Trump, they beat up on Republicans, but they don't beat up on the liberals. They protect the liberals. Well, it's interesting that the first two opening shows of the 50th season of Saturday Night Live have been criticized by some for beating up on Kamala Harris and for presenting Kamala Harris as a drunk in the last episode. I saw that opening skit. So is Saturday Night Live really as biased as you think? We'll get into that this afternoon as well. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2008. There was a presidential campaign going on that year. On this day in 2008, the Foo Fighters really got on John McCain. He was the GOP candidate, and he used the song My Hero by Foo Fighters without their permission. The song was written as a celebration to just average Americans, and they appropriated the song without knowledge of that, and David Grohl was really upset about that and cracked down and told them to stop using it. You know, I have a feeling that if David Grohl looked back on John McCain now, he might not have made that decision. But I'm going to remind you that when John McCain was running for president, John McCain was not running as the moderate that he was. The Republican Party pulled him to the right. The Republican Party stained him, tainted him, made him seem like he was right-wing on issues that he was not right-wing on. The same thing happened with the Republican Party and Mitt Romney. They pulled Mitt Romney to the right. And so Mitt Romney was not allowed to run as a moderate because of the Republican Party, and neither was John McCain. So, you know, really sad. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Covington. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, David.
Yeah, Scoot. I'm going to try to be very calm about this, okay? You talk about somebody waving a magic wand. Do you understand what Operation Popeye was during the Vietnam War?
No, I don't remember that, no.
Okay, well, they couldn't get the Vietnamese to come out of the tunnels because so many American soldiers were being killed.
Okay.
So they seeded the clouds, the American government. This actually happened, before you interrupt me, okay? This actually happened. It was called Operation Popeye. And they used the rain to flood the Vietnamese out of the tunnels so they could kill them, okay? As a result of this, the ENMAD Treaty in 1972 was formed. The ENMAD Treaty states that no government, no country can manipulate or weaponize the weather and use as a weapon in any way, shape, or form. Okay? They can steer hurricanes. They can make it rain. They can cause droughts. Okay?
Where did you get the information about steering hurricanes?
The ENMAD Treaty.
Well, spell it for me.
Do you know anything about the ENMAD Treaty?
No, I don't. I don't know everything.
Okay, you don't. Scoot, you don't know anything about the ENMAD Treaty, but yet you're on the radio joking and laughing at people.
There's
about
a big...
They sitting around at this table, yeah. Waving a magic wand. Can you not see what you're doing, dude?
There's a big joystick in D.C., and they're directing the store into Florida.
Yeah, it's a big joystick. Now you've been going to make a joke about it.
All right, well, spell the treaty name for me.
Huh?
Spell the treaty name for me.
The ENMAD. Capital E. Capital N. Capital M. Capital O. Capital D. It stands for Environmental Modification.
Okay, I don't believe the government can.
As a result of Operation Popeye. Yeah. Okay, you're making a fool of yourself.
What was that year? What was that year, David?
I believe it was 1972.
1977. Yeah, because no information has come out since then. So I'm going to look this up, but I do not believe, and I'm saying this on the right, David, let me speak for a moment. I do not believe the government can control the direction of hurricanes. I'm kind of joking that they're directing it to Florida. That was just a joke.
Yeah, but you know what, Scoot? You're joking, but you know what? They can actually do it.
Okay. Well, then why don't they direct the hurricanes away from the United States?
Huh?
If the government can direct hurricanes, if a hurricane's heading for the U.S., why don't they direct it away from the U.S.?
Why would the U.S. want to direct a hurricane away from North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, in areas where under the ground is heavy in lithium?
No. So if the government is allowing these storms to hit the U.S., then the government wants the storms to hit the United States.
That would probably make it obvious that no hurricane ever hits land.
Can you think of a hurricane the U.S. has suddenly directed away from the U.S.?
Okay, Scoot. You know what, dude? You're trying to make me look like an idiot now, like that woman that called you told you about this.
I'm asking you a question.
Look up the information for yourself before you joke about it.
Okay, we're gonna get Ian on that.
I'm already looking at it right now.
Ian's looking at it right now.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Ian?
The Environmental Modification Convention is an international treaty prohibiting the military or other hostile use of environmental modification techniques having widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects.
Well, wait a minute.
Wikipedia page has everything you need to know, and David, I'm right. That's not how this works, David.
David, wait a second. It says that they don't want anybody to do that. It doesn't say they can do it. And so this is very obvious, David, look, you're on the air right now. David, you're on the air. A lot of people are listening to you right now. Explain why the U.S. has not directed storms away from the United States. Why is the U.S. allowing Milton to hit the United States if it can direct hurricanes?
Hurricanes are natural. If they took every hurricane and stirred it away from the United States all the time, people would really become suspicious maybe somebody's controlling it. No, they wouldn't do that.
Okay, so it's a secret that the government can control hurricanes.
It's not a secret. The Enmine Treaty was formed to keep people from manipulating and modifying the weather to use it as a weapon.
Okay, David, stop right there. The treaty was designed, it's my understanding in this little, very little moment that I'm exposed to this, that the treaty is designed to make sure that people don't do that. There's no indication that they're doing it.
They're violating it. I guarantee you, you look at the destruction of Hurricane Helene. Look at the destruction, Scoot.
Why did the U.S. want that to happen?
Behind you making silly noises and stuff is an idiot.
Listen, I don't think any hurricanes are going to hit the rabbit hole, so I think you're safe. But David is telling us that the government can control the direction of hurricanes, but the government is allowing hurricanes to hit the U.S.
The Enmine Treaty is telling us that they can do that.
You called this show to criticize me because I'm making fun of the U.S. government controlling the weather, and you're telling me the U.S. government can control the weather.
Yeah, it can.
Okay, David, have a good day.
Can I ask David one question real quick? Because there's one thing I really want to understand. David, David, this is Ian. I just wanted to ask you, because there's something you said about lithium that really stood out to me. Are you saying the United States government, in addition to not wanting to show their hand to the fact that we can control hurricanes, we want hurricanes to hit the Southeast United States so that we can get the lithium from underground? Explain that.
Well, but there's been accounts of people that had property in that area, just like what happened in Hawaii, in Maui. People are being asked to sell their property. Okay, underneath the ground in Georgia, in Virginia, in North Carolina, in Tennessee, it is heavy, heavy in lithium.
I see.
Which
so,
they use for car batteries.
If the hurricanes hit, then those people will move away from those areas, and then we can take that land and mine the lithium. Is that it?
Land grab? Well, you said that, not me.
No, I didn't say that at all. I didn't use those words. Yeah. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, is that we're allowing the hurricanes to hit the southeast so that those people will leave, so that we can then buy up the land cheap and mine the lithium. Okay. I understand you. Thank you, man.
Greed. Greed is what's ruining our country.
Well,
okay?
I believe greed is ruining the country. But look, David, I wish, listen, I really wish we didn't have to get to a break, because this is really the most entertaining call of the day, of the week so far. So David calls up to criticize me for, you know, talking about this undisclosed location in D.C. with the big joystick, and they're directing hurricanes, and they're controlling the weather. And he's criticizing me because he says the government can't control the weather. But then when I press him on that, he says, "Well, no, well, not really. I don't get it." And a treaty that is designed to keep people from controlling the weather doesn't mean people are controlling the weather. It's proactive in that they want to make sure that people don't use the weather as a weapon. So, I mean, I get that. But, you know, look, every day there's a new conspiracy theory. This one isn't new, but there are people who are just looking for conspiracy theories to believe in. I'm sorry, I do not believe the U.S. government is directing hurricanes. And if the U.S. government is directing hurricanes, then tell me why the U.S. is allowing Milton and allowing these other storms to hit the U.S. Did the U.S. have the ability to divert Katrina? And yet they allowed Katrina, they directed Katrina to hit the New Orleans area and the Gulf Coast? Is that what we're saying here? I don't believe that. And I don't think I'm naive. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Bruce Springsteen has endorsed Kamala Harris. Not a surprise, but a lot of conservatives love Bruce Springsteen. Does his endorsement of Kamala Harris, does it make you kind of maybe want to take a break from Bruce's music right now? From Bruce Springsteen's music? You know, Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris. That's not a big surprise, but a lot of conservatives don't like her music. A lot of conservatives love The Boss. Does this change your opinion of The Boss? I hope not. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, so Taylor Swift was at the Monday night game last night, Saints and the Chiefs, and, you know, it looks like Travis Kelce joined her in the suite after he showered, because if she's going to lick his wounds, then you want him to be showered, and I guess there wasn't much to handle there because they won. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this is the day in 2018 that for the first time Taylor Swift offered her political views publicly. She endorsed two Tennessee Democrats, urging her millions and millions of Instagram followers to vote. And she also encouraged young people to, and all of her followers to, register to vote at vote.org. Swift's selections, 1-1 and 1 lost. So, you know, she's not 100% when it comes to endorsements. She has endorsed Kamala Harris. Really, that's not a big surprise. And she wants young people to vote. And maybe we'll get into this tomorrow. There are a lot of people, especially on the Republican side, who do not want young people to register to vote. And I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong to not encourage young Americans to vote. I think it's better to try to convince the young people who are registering to vote for your person, not discourage them from registering to vote. So we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. Let's see. Okay, kind of. Did I lose connection here? Okay, no. Okay, we're still connected. All right. I just had a short there in my headphones. All right, look, this is America. And if you want to believe that the government is controlling hurricanes, the direction of hurricanes, you can believe that. But as a patriotic American, I don't believe that. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We've got to get to a break here. So, look, I'm going to ask all of you, if you're on hold, just hang on. We're going to get to your calls when we come back. A lot of these calls, I think, are inspired by David, our caller from Covington. David was criticizing me for kind of making fun of the idea that the government is controlling hurricanes. Do you think the government controls the direction of hurricanes? Now, I know some stuff has been done with dry ice and things when it comes to storms, but I don't think in general the government is controlling the weather. And I don't think the government would have storms hit the U.S. if they really could control storms. But you can believe what you want to believe. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL.